Gary, a fingertip away from getting a point at the end, but a frustrating evening.
Yeah, we have to be frustrated with the result. And look, we know we were, especially with the ball tonight, we were below the standards we have been showing, or the sharpness we have showed in the previous couple of games. So, we're disappointed with that for sure. Obviously, we prepped for what we knew was going to come. We knew Bolton were going to come and set up for that point and be very hard to break down. What you have to be is very good with the ball. We weren't, as I said, as sharp with that. But then when the game's like that, we've had a few games now. I guess it's a compliment in a way. It seems to come in here knowing how strong we are to set up in that way, just for the point. And what you have to do then is, when you're not at your perfect best, as we have been in the last couple of games, you have to make sure that those chances that you do get, even though the chances were tight and limited, have to go for you. And that was the difference. You know, they got the one chance off the set piece that looked like the only way that they were really going to score. And then we had a couple of our chances. Jots hits the post just before their goal. I think the keeper saved that. And then Shea's chance, which Shea's been tucking him away consistently this season, and the keeper gambles and saves that one. And then I think Juki had one in the first half that just eluded him. So very, very unfortunate result for us, but we're frustrated with it.
As you say, the goalkeeper pulled off a couple of saves, that one tipping onto the post in the first half. And if you wanted anybody on the pitch for that chance to fall to at the end, it would have been Che.
Yeah, but that's sometimes how it falls for you. You know, you need, as I said, it with a team that's set up, organised, to be fair to them, but coming to play for the point. And what you have to do is make sure that, as I said, the only way they were going to score tonight was a set piece. Unfortunately, that was the undoing. If we had tipped the chance, but just before that, where Jots' one gets tipped onto the post, it probably would have been a different story. And then we had that chance with Shea, especially, as I said, he's been tucking him away for fun. And it didn't go for us, you know. And unfortunately, in these type of games, it's those margins which make the difference.
Callum Connolly got the goal. He had three fouls before that. He got one yellow card for them. Any complaints about that?
Yeah, of course, but there's no point in me complaining. As always, some bizarre decisions going on, but look, that's not an excuse. I don't try to use that as an excuse. At the end of the day, we're frustrated and disappointed with the result. We know we were below par with our performance, especially with the ball, but still, we had the chances to definitely get something, at least a point from the game. And unfortunately for us, the one real opportunity that they have, which we knew was going to come from a set piece, if anything was going to come, and we made that mistake on it and got punished the highest price you can.
I know you won't want to use this as an excuse either, but is there a case of any mental and physical fatigue from the crazy game on Saturday?
No, look, I think at the end of the day, the effort's always there. The effort was there tonight as well. That's without question, commitment's there. We weren't as good as with the ball and sharp as we were with the ball. But, you know, Bolton were in the same situation. They've played the same minutes as us, and those players have played the game on the Saturday as well. So, unfortunately for us, they came and set up in a way to make it difficult and play for that point. Unfortunately, the one mistake that we did make, got punished heavily for it, and the good few chances that we did have, they have been going for us. That's the difference. We've been taking those chances. Unfortunately, tonight it didn't go for us, and we ended up on the wrong end of the result, which we're frustrated with.
Good time for a break?
Yeah, for sure. But we were determined to try and get points on the board and keep that run going. What we have to do now is reset, refresh, and get ready to go again. You know, we're fighting as hard as we can. You know, this season's been a big effort from everyone, you know, and those players will, okay, take this on the chin. We're frustrated and disappointed, but use that to come out in the next game to make sure that we can try and put points on the board.
I don't remember a game this season that you've given the ball away so much and been second to so many things. Is that fair?
Yeah, definitely with the ball. As I said, there's no getting away from it. We were below par. We weren't as sharp, especially when you look at the last few games. We've been really sharp with the ball, and we just weren't as sharp with it tonight. But even still, and then when that happens, we know we're going to create a few chances no matter how we're playing. Of course, when we're better with the ball, you saw on Saturday how many chances we can create, and unfortunately tonight, even though we're below the par, the chances that we did have, which were two very good chances, we had a couple of other ones that we could have done better with, but those two main chances, the luck wasn't with us. You know, I think the keeper tipped Jots' onto the post. That's just before their goal. If that goes in, it's a totally different game. They then have to come out because they need the result. Fortunately, they went at the other end and scored from what looked like their only real threat, which was the set piece. And then we had a great chance to equalise towards the end. And unfortunately for us, The keeper gambles and got his luck, you know, but that's unfortunate for us, you know. And as I said, of course, we're disappointed and frustrated. We know we were below, especially with the ball tonight, in terms of performance. But still, I think the effort deserved more than what we got.